Hundepraxis, der Podcast mit Christina Räder.
Wir sind beim nächsten Experteninterview hier beim 4. Dummy-Training Online-Kongress. Und dieses Mal switche ich wieder, weil wir uns dann einfach besser verstehen, auch wenn ich schon weiß, dass er Deutsch versteht. Aber auch in diesem Jahr wieder mit dabei und darüber freue ich mich sehr, denn seine Beiträge sind immer sehr beliebt, kann ich euch sagen. Carsten Nissen, nice to have you here again. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. So, thank you for inviting me again.
You brought something with you. Something interesting with you, I think. So
Hopefully,
yes. I think, of course, always when you prepare something, it's very interesting. So just take your time and we're interested what you brought with you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. First of all, thank you for inviting me again. This year I chose something different, but again, it's connected to what I've said before. This is a more overall view on training and common mistakes in training. I see on my own training ground. I see when I training around in Europe, and many of them I've done myself. So this is a short presentation of something big, something that can make training much easier. I'll try to highlight some topics that can make people be better trainers. Some of the topics I will talk a bit about is the big picture. And with the big picture, I mean the fully trained dog. What is the big picture? And do people know what the big picture is? And if they don't, they can make mistakes. And I mean, for novice trainers, it's easy not to know the big picture. So you must get help or somehow you must get someone to tell you what you're training for. Also, we will talk about communication and timing, some big issues. Both things can make training much easier if you're better to communicate with your dogs. And if your timing is better, it will make training much easier. Also, we will talk a bit about system. With system in this aspect, I mean planning your training, have a system for your training. Try to be efficient when you go out and train your dog. Also, we'll talk a bit about the dog in front of you. Remember that all dogs are different. Train the dog you have, not the dog you wish you had. So we'll come into that. Also, common mistakes that I see is when people train by exercises. With that, I mean they don't really think about what to train. They just set up some exercises, and then when they have finished them, they think, okay, I've trained my dog. Maybe some of the exercises is not good for your dog, and maybe you haven't given enough thoughts of what you really should train instead of those exercises. Also, we will talk about how important it is to get help when you get stuck in a problem, or just to be better. It's very important to have another pair of eyes looking at you to get help. So the big picture here, if you look at the man that's just looking into a wall, he doesn't see the big picture, but on the picture right of him, he sees the big picture. Now, I would like to talk a bit about the everyday life of a dog. When you have your dog around you, it tries to read you, it tries to get information. So every time you take your dog out, every time you have your dog around you, you actually are training. You don't have to go out in the field with all your gear on to train. Your dog is always trying to read you. So it's important to be balanced and consistent in your everyday life. Every day is a school day for the dog. Every day when you go out, it tries to teach something, it tries to learn from you. So For one example, if you go out and you don't take care of the heel position, this will infect your training when you do go out and train heel. So be consistent also with your recall and everything. Mean it when you say something. Otherwise, yeah, you will see how it affects your dog when you go out training. It also needs a balanced everyday life. I'm talking about on time, which is the time where you train your dog, either with stimulation or just funny games, or when you mentally train your dogs, or physically training when your dog runs, jumps, or whatever. Your dog needs that, but it also needs off time. And it's very important to give your dog some off time and not overtrain. The off time is used for rest and restitution. Younger dogs need a lot of rests, 17 hours a day, not sleeping all the 17 hours, but they need rest and restitution to be ready for the next day and to learn more. And also, a good advice is to be consistent in all you do with your dogs. Be consistent when you call your dog, when you say to your dog that it should sit, no matter if it's in training or it's in-house or whatever, be consistent so the dog knows, okay, this is how it is. When you go sit, you mean sit. It's very easy to get this wrong, have different rules inside and outside, and it just confuses your dog and it makes the training more difficult. So please don't. The finished product is a well-trained dog. This is a beautiful diamond, and this is a picture of a finished trained dog. So try to imagine this beautiful diamond when you're thinking about training your dog. This is the aim, what you're aiming for. This is the goal. But you need to know the goal before you can aim for it. You need to know what you are training for. And if you don't know the finished product, if you don't know how this beautiful diamond looks like, you can easily fall into a trap where you train unbalanced. You can train too much control or too little control, and you can focus on things that your dog don't need to do at the moment. So, for instance, heel work again. If you have trained it to a level that you think is okay when you are going out on your own, in your own stable environment, but it would be far from okay when you are together with others. I see that a lot. I see people think, okay, I have a small diamond, but when they come out, they see, oh, I definitely don't have a diamond here. So in this example, it's important to pay attention to detail so the heel work will be so good as you possibly can train it. So when you go out with others, it's still good. And of course, if it's your first dog, you don't know how the beautiful diamond will look like. You must get help. You must have someone to teach you and show you how a well-trained dog behave. So visit an experienced training. Go out and see top-level dogs compete or see them train, so you get a better picture of what you are aiming for. I'm saying this most of all because I see people train and focus on aspects and not on the real finished diamond. They train on control, like recall, which is very important for all of us. But if you only do control things, you might take the fun out of the training. And what you really need in the diamond is a keen dog that rushes out and likes to train, likes to retrieve. So, get help from someone that knows how you can get to this beautiful diamond. So, next thing is communication. Dogs are experts in body language. And please remember that when you go out and train, you are sending so many messages that the dogs are trying to understand. This is a natural way of communicating. They know body language between each other. They don't know human body language, but they are trying to. So please try and send the same message every time you go out, so it's easy for the dog to know, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is a recall. Arms are out. I know what that means. And Everything you do with your dog, think about what you are communicating with your body. Also, the verbal commands. Dogs are not born to understand human language, so we must try to make us understandable. We must try to do our best to say things in the same way when we want the same understanding from the dog. Commands are one thing. Also, everything else we communicate, like praise, and when we're not happy, try to do it in a way that they understand. Think about your verbal commands. Think about, are you precise enough, or do you confuse your dog? Same with the whistle commands. Be consistent. So every time you use your whistle, the dog understand, oh, this is something I've heard a thousand times before and know what you mean. And if you don't know if you're good enough on your whistle, try to record yourself and listen to it. Listen, am I consistent? Is my stop whistle the same every time? What about my recall or my hunting signal? Is it the same? Try to record yourself and listen to it. Timing, that's really something on its own. I can do a presentation all about timing. Timing is a very important thing in dog training. If you can time your commands and everything else, your praise and your correction rightly, the dog will understand it much, much easier. Many people, especially when you start to train dogs, you think and then you think too much and then you react too late. So your timing is off. My advice would be every time you ask your dog to do something, before you give your dog a command, you have an idea what plan A is. If your dog responds correctly, you can praise. If it doesn't, you have a reaction already in your head, so you don't have to think about it. An example is when you train for blinds, send your dog, and you already know, okay, this is the way I want to do it. Plan A is run straight out to the dummy. Plan B is, okay, my dog is going offline, and you have already a picture in your head. My dog is allowed to go this much off the line, then I react. All this is in your head before you send your dog, so you're ready to react and your timing is good. If you send your dog and let your dog go off the line, and then you start saying, oh, should I do something now? Then your timing will be bad. So advice is have a plan before you send, so your timing will be better. So system and planning training is important. As everything else in life, if you have a plan, you will be more efficient. If you have a plan like for the year, if you have one dog and say, okay, my plan this year will be entering a working test or whatever. Plan could be I would go from this level of working test to another level, and I want to do well. First of all, making a plan forces yourself to think about, okay, what do I need to focus on? So when you have your overall plan, you should break it down to some milestones. That could be, okay, next month my dog should be able to run 60 meters, stop nicely on the whistle, and do a little hunt. And other examples to break it down is, okay, my dog is on a level now that I can go for a walk, I can go out in the field, it walks nice to heel, I can walk with it with the lead on, and I can take the lead off, and then I can walk like 10, 15 meters. But if I go for a longer walk, it starts to be a bit sloppy. So I'll break it down. My next milestone will be I'll be able to walk like 50 meters, and so on. So break it down onto clearly goals that you can achieve in small steps. And from there, you go down to break it down for a week or for days. So you can write notes and say, okay, next week I will focus on this and that. and even down to a training plan for the days over the week. If you take yourself time, and if you do a train an overall training plan, I promise you will be much more efficient, and it will be much more efficient when you go out and train, and you will by far be better on getting this beautiful diamond at the end. The opposite is the training without a plan, just going out, put some dummies out, not having a plan, not even an overall plan, just training, and then go in again and think, did my dog learn anything? And the answer would probably, well, I'm not sure, maybe, maybe not. And also, if you don't have a plan, many people fall into the trap and training things that the dog already can, and not focusing on the weak sides, which needs training. So, an advice is to have a plan, an overall plan, and break it down to monthly, weekly, daily exercises. So, and the next thing is, train the dog you have in front of you. It's easy said, but it can be very difficult, because some of us have had many dogs, some have had a few dogs, and we all compare them, and we really shouldn't. We think, oh, my last dog had this and that, I don't want it in my new dog. So we are over-focusing on things that you probably never will have in your new dog. And also you train with others that have some problems or whatever, and then you, oh, I don't want that. So you're training something which you might not need to train. Try to look at your dog, try to analyze your dog, and try to say, to think about, okay, what is this dog's strength and what is the weakness in this dog? Focus on the weak side, put it into your plan. Also, the method you train by. Some dogs needs a lot of encouraging training, they need a lot of success. And other dogs, well, they're just getting a bit too clever when they have too much success. So you need to be a bit thoughtful about, okay, I need to challenge this dog a bit, and so on. Every dog is different. So don't fall into to trap of just doing what you did with your dog you had before, or just doing what others have told you to do. Try to analyze your own dog. And again, if you don't have any background, if it's your first dog, or you think, oh, I need help with this, well, visit a trainer that can help you and analyze your dog and put together to with you a plan to train this specific dog. Yeah. Also, don't think about exercise, think about training. It's never about picking dummies. It's never about picking dummies. I'm repeating myself because so many people are going out and just picking dummies. If you want to be efficient, if you want to reach this beautiful diamond, you should think about training and not picking dummies. By training, I mean, yes, you pick dummies, but it's the way you do it. It's the way your dog picks the dummies, returns, and everything else that's an element of a retrieve. I've just written some of them down, like position, focus, outrun, picking up, return, delivery, and back to heel position. That's just some of the elements that goes into a retrieve, and every single element needs training. So it's not about just running out, picking, and coming back. It's about the way the dogs do it, does it. So think about every retrieve should make the dog stronger, should make the dog better than the previous retrieve. Please think about this. It's very important. And for my own training, I think this is really what made me aware of I could do it better when I realized, well, it's not about picking dummies, it's about training a dog. And again, if you need help, get help. And we all do. We all fall into difficulties with dogs. And this is a time where you should see a trainer that can help you. Don't get stuck too long and trying too much. Just ask. Maybe there's an easy answer to the problem you have, and you can get it fixed. And as I've said before, we all need another pair of eyes once in a while to help and to look, okay, you can be more efficient, or you have this and you had it in your previous dog, so maybe you should try another way of training. So this is a slide that just summarizes what we've already seen, a way to become a better trainer. And some of the pictures on the previous slides are here again. The diamond is in the middle. This is what we're aiming for. To be honest, we not always get a beautiful diamond, but we should try as good as we can. And we should try to be better understanding what the diamond is. If we don't have a clear picture, go out, see some well-trained dogs, compete or train. So we see, okay, is this really the level I can achieve? Maybe it takes some years, but yes, it's achievable. So you know, and you have a better picture of what you should train for. Communication and timing, we talked about that. Be clear, be consistent in your communication, so your dog understands easily when you praise and when you correct. There shouldn't be any doubt what you mean when you verbally saying something to your dog, or when you use a whistle. Try to be consistent. Timing, most important thing in dog training. Be sharp, to have a plan before you send. And talking about plans, have an overall plan. Have a plan for the year, for the month, for the week, for the day. This will make it much easier, and it will be constructive in the way you build your dog. Train the dog in front of you, not the dog you wish you had, not the dog you have had. Train the dog in front of you. Be aware they are all individual creatures. They are all different. Even litter mates, they are all different. So another important thing that can make you a better trainer is when you train, train. Don't pick dummies. And again, get help. Get help when you need that. Visit a trainer, visit someone you trust to get help. Even if you don't have any problems, it's sometimes good to get out and get some inspiration. And also, another person could put some words on how you can move from the level you are on to more advanced training or whatever you need. So get help. Yeah. That was a short presentation in some of the things I think that can help people. I think if you listen to this and if you think about it, we can all do better in some aspects. I'm sure I can, and I'm pretty sure many others can be better trainers if they do what's written in those slides. So this was my presentation for this year.
Yes, very good. Thank you very much. And it's a good repeating what you told us the whole time, also in August when we were up in the mountains for training. And yes, what I never forget is never go out to just pick the dummies. And yeah, it's something I have always in my mind. If you want to come forward with your training, it's just how you pick the dummies and not, yeah, pick as much as you can in this case, when you go out for training. Very, very important thing, I think, because sure, if you are experienced handler, you get more the thing why you shouldn't do this. And if you begin with training, maybe you could think it's, yeah, but the dog, if he doesn't pick the dummy, he's maybe unhappy or whatever, and then he wouldn't continue or things like that. But if you, yeah, really have on your mind, if the dog gets to success with behavior that you didn't want it to have before the dog picks the dummy, it's nothing for your goal or nothing that's bringing you next to your goal when you always have these situations.
Yes, sure.
And what you also said to train the dog in front of you, I think it's also very important for me that the dog in front of you is not on the same condition the whole every day. So also a dog that maybe shows in his common situation, in his common grounds, or in with people he knows or the group he knows, behavior that you were expecting in another situation, and it doesn't work like this. So yeah, train on it and it's no problem. Also, the dog, yeah, maybe doesn't show what you expected to do, huh?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So there's one thing about just reminded me when you said that about timing. Like you just mentioned, Christina, not all retrieved dummies are good for the dog. One example I actually saw today was it was quite a hard retrieve. Yes, it was a young dog. And eventually, this dog made it to the where I put the dummies out. It picked the dummy, and the handler was already praising. So when the dog picked the dummy, the handler went, "Good, good girl, good girl." But what happened next was the dog ran away with the dummy, just disappeared into the forest. So if you think about it, the timing was awful. She just praise the dog for running away with the dummy. So again, I can hear a very advised trainer that said to me at one point, "Praise is your best friend and your worst enemy." So timed correctly, praise is a very, very strong weapon in training. It can teach you dog a lot when you praise in the right moment, if you have your timing is right. But if you praise a behavior that you don't like, well, I praise the dog for something that you don't like, and it will probably happen again because the dog thinks, well, this is great, I'm even getting praise for it. So it's crucial that your timing is good. So yeah, it just reminded when you said that, yeah.
Yes, so very important things. And I think, yeah, it's whether which class you're in or whatever you want to reach with your dog, with your training. I think you had so many points that everybody, if he looks about it and takes something with in his training, it's very important to have a look at this. And yeah, I think it doesn't matter if you're a beginner, novice, or open, always have these points in your mind. And it's really, really important to keep on going like that. Thank you very much. Good points. And I think very, very useful. Thank you very
Yeah.
much.
Hundepraxis, der Podcast mit Christina Räder.